السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. We commence by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, and all his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and to bless every single one of us and to grant us goodness. Beloved brothers and sisters, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something really, really important. In fact, without it, we would not be believers. So when we utter the term dhikrullah, what do we mean? It's important for us to know, yes, it includes the tasbih that we actually engage in. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah. So many types of tasbih that we have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is also known as dhikrullah, the dhikr or the remembrance of Allah. But sometimes we become oblivious of the fact that dhikrullah would mean to remember Allah, to think about Him, to keep Him in mind, to bear His consciousness. And whatever happens, we relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bearing in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all watchful. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered not only by our tongues, but even by our hearts. So this is why when a person's condition is such that he remembers Allah upon all conditions, when a person lives his entire life in a way that everything he does or she does, bear in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my creator, He made me, He has placed me in this world in order to test me, and He is going to take me back, and I'm going to return to Him, and I'm answerable to Him. If that is the case, we achieve a lot of comfort. Listen to what Allah says in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 28.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ.
Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, for unquestionably the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in it there is reassurance of the hearts. You want your heart to be calm? You need to know, if you are a true believer, it will be achieved by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the ways that we have just made mention of. These are two short verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of in Surah Ar-Ra'd. Yesterday we spoke about Surah Yusuf. There is one point I'd like to repeat, reiterate. Whenever we plan the downfall of someone, perhaps the same plan might result directly in that person actually being raised above us. Let's remember this. Something we learn from Surah Yusuf. The brothers, they planned the downfall of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and as a direct result of their actions, he was raised high above them. So remember, the status is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives whomsoever He wishes. As we know, it's very important for us to know this. The reverse is also correct. What that means is, when someone plans our downfall, don't worry, they might taste a little bit of sweetness for a short moment. But as a result, Allah will grant us elevation far beyond them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness, and may He grant us the peace and comfort we need, especially when we know that people are working day and night against us. People whom sometimes we don't even know, and they are working against us. Remember, it is through their very plan that perhaps Allah has chosen to elevate us. Let me give you a quick mention of one or two things. People draw cartoons against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah. They upset us. But as a direct result, hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands, are entering the fold of Islam. Direct result. People engage in actions and they blame the Muslims for those dirty actions. As a direct result of that, there are tens of thousands who enter the fold of Islam. Subhanallah. So they would like people to run away from Islam, and they want to spread false about Islam. And as a result of their action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen elevation. This is why we say, don't become depressed. Allah is in control. We need a little bit of patience. Allah tests us, And He wants us to go through sabr for a while, sometimes a few years, sometimes a few decades. And after that, we achieve a lot of success. May Allah grant us goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of another gem. Obviously, the Quran is full of this, but we are extracting a few. Do you know how important it is to learn languages? How important is it? It is so important that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has actually taught us that if you learn languages of people, you'll be able to secure yourself firstly from their ill and their plot. Imagine people are actually talking behind you in a language that they think that you don't know, sometimes even in your presence, and they are mocking, or they are perhaps trying to say, we're going to do this to this person, and you turn around and greet them in the same language, and their jaws drop. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah grant us goodness. And for this reason, we take a look at Surah Ibrahim, verse number 4, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whenever we sent messengers, we always sent them speaking the language of the people whom they were sent to. Because if you are to translate something, you would water down the effect by at least half. Sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, depending on how powerful the translator is. But if I were speaking to you today in a language you did not understand and someone was translating it for you, it would water down the impact and the effect. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. And we have never sent a messenger to people except in their language, so that he can make it very clear to them, the message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us clarity. It shows us, you want to speak to people, you want to be clear, speak their language. Speak it clearly. Learn linguistics, learn the rules of language. You will be able to come across to people and you will be able to get the message across in a much more beautiful way, palatable way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Then very, very beautiful teaching. We all want increase in our goodness and we all want increase in whatever we have in terms of positivity. And we've spoken about it in the last few days. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verses we are making mention of now, verse number 7 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of a declaration. وَإِذْ تَأَذْنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Indeed, Allah has declared, your Rabb has declared, that if you are thankful, He will grant you increase. And if you are ungrateful, His punishment is very severe. So if you want increase in goodness, be grateful. What is gratitude? Gratitude is to fulfill the commands of Allah. So you are showing gratefulness. You are showing gratitude. When Allah says at this time, you are supposed to be there. Find yourself there. That is gratitude. And Allah gives you more. He gives you increase. He gives you bliss. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really blessed us, not only should we think that shukr means to say by tongue. You know, you ask someone, how's your business, brother? They say, hey, shukr, man. That's a term everyone says. Brother, we love your statement. But what about your actions? Do they show that you are really in that shukr that you are claiming? Or you are somewhere else? Imagine a man going to a club and you ask him, how's your business? He says, shukr, man. And all that money is going to the casino. What is he doing? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May He grant us goodness. Allah's blessed you with good health. MashaAllah, dress appropriately. Allah's blessed you with sound, MashaAllah, perhaps financial condition. Thank Allah. Be charitable. Don't be extravagant. Don't become haughty. This is all part of the gratitude. So Allah says this. And this is why verse number 34 of the same surah, as well as verse number 18 of Surah An-Nahl, which is the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, O man, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and count the gifts of Allah on you, you'll never be able to do it. Try and count the gifts that Allah has bestowed. Any one of us, we will never ever be able to count them. Not at all. This is a challenge placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, man becomes depressed because one or two things he wanted, he doesn't have. And Allah says, we gave you another 200, 2,000, 20,000 things that you haven't even considered as a gift. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. The fresh air we are breathing, I still think there will come a time when there will be oxygen tanks and we'll have to pay to breathe the air the way the contamination is going on. May Allah protect us from seeing such a day. Sometimes it crosses the mind when we see the pollution on the globe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Then Allah makes mention of shaitan. And how shaitan on the day of judgment will say to man,
وَقَالَ شَيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ.
Verse number 22 of Surah Ibrahim.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ.
Shaitan will tell man on that day, Allah promised you, and Allah is truthful in His promise. I promised you, but I betrayed you. Allahu Akbar. On that day, he's going to say, I promised you. I told you, you'll get this. You'll have a lot of joy. You'll get comfort. You'll have this. You'll have that. And you went to do whatever I said. And I'm a betrayer. I betrayed you. And Allah promised you. And you really did not look into the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says,
فَلَا تَلُومُونِي.
Don't blame me.
وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ.
Blame yourselves. Imagine shaitan. What a devil. Really, what a devil. He tells us to do things, he beautifies it for us, everything is happening, and after that he comes and says, hey, I was just betraying you. You know what, don't blame me, blame yourself. What a devil. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize how devilish he is, and may he make us stay away from him. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that statement of the devil. The next surah, Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a powerful reminder. So beautiful. He says, verse number 49,
Nabbi ibadi,
inform my worshippers. About what?
Anni ana al-ghafurur rahim.
That I am the most forgiving, most merciful. That is what Allah says. Inform my worshippers, I am most forgiving, most merciful. Ya Allah, forgive us and have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Grant us peace, Ya Allah, in the dunya and the akhirah. Sometimes people become a little bit lost when they misinterpret these statements. So people think, Allah is most forgiving, so let me sin. I'll sin today, I'll ask for forgiveness. It's okay, as it is, we heard He's most forgiving. So sin is committed, go back, Ya Allah, forgive me. Following evening, hey, today is Saturday night. Where are we supposed to be? I don't even want to say where. We are in the house of Allah. Someone sent me a message yesterday, by the way, and I thought it was powerful. Let me share it with you. They say, the masjid is free to enter, yet it is empty. MashaAllah, not in our case. Look, MashaAllah, it's full. The masjid is free to enter, yet it is empty. The clubs, you have to enter through payment, yet they are full. Look at how ironic it is that people do not want to enter heaven even though it is free and are prepared to pay to enter hell. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. What a statement. This is the deception of shaitan. Wallahi, it's a fact. This is why we make the difference by the will of Allah. Pack up the masajid and we prove the devil wrong by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be from amongst those who just latches onto a statement, Allah is Ghafurur Rahim, Allah is Ghafurur Rahim, Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most forgiving. And brother, you're drinking and you're in the clubs and you're on drugs and you're not prepared to give up pornography and adultery and all these sins of the age, and you're robbing this and you're cheating that, and you're arrogant and you're not giving up your bad ways. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. That's why Allah says immediately after that, verse number 50, after He says, tell them, I am most forgiving, most merciful.
وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ.
They should know my punishment is very, very painful as well. Look at the balance. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His mercy. And may He protect us from His painful punishment. If we want peace, we need to consider this and make sure that we stay away from that punishment. It is very, very painful. And then in Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of one of the miracles of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of his miracles. Such a powerful miracle.
Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een.
Verse number 95, Allah says, we are sufficient for you as protectors over those, or as protectors from those who will mock at you or joke about you or try and humiliate you in any way. So Allah says, we are sufficient as protectors for you. We will protect you. Don't worry. Whatever they do, it will never ever be the way they want it. Subhanallah. This is a miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who laughed at him, those who scoffed, one of two things happened. Either they faced the wrath of their own statement, or They were given guidance by Allah because of that, in the sense that they learned a lesson after that. You know, there are so many stories of people who attempted to harm Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a few seconds later they said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." Allahu Akbar. So today, if you take a look at the globe, wallahi, this is exactly what is happening. Allah says, "We are sufficient. Don't worry about those joking and mocking about you, creating whatever they want." Every time someone plans something negative, let us, obviously it hurts us. We have to feel the hurt and the pain, without a doubt. But at the same time, how we react must not display hooliganism. And it must not display behavior that is not befitting a believer. Remember, yes, it will hurt you. We make dua for guidance for those people. Wallahi, I give you an example. And the example is not very far from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. In one of the Scandinavian countries, a man who was at the forefront of the enmity against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the banning or the proposed banning, not only of the minara and the hijab, but even the sound that comes from the masjid and so on. Wallahi, a day came when he accepted Islam. And without a joke, he went to Madina Munawwara. And you know what? In his own way, he began to cry when he visited the qabr of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he apologized, saying, "I am so sorry for what I have done." Allahu Akbar. When he promoted the cartoons and the videos, and he took part in one of the videos and so on. Wallahi, if you search, you will find this. And you will find this brother, subhanallah, the other day, he had an interview on Channel Islam, and amazingly, he is now known as a brother of ours in deen. This is what is meant by this. This is what is meant by this. Allah says, you don't worry, we know what we are doing. When people engage in negativity, they themselves might come about and learn. Wallahi, there are so many examples. It's just a pity we don't know. Nowadays, we have the internet on our phones, so it's quite easy to find out all these things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. The question is, we born Muslims, sometimes we are quick to make a big noise about how much we love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when people engage in cartoons and everything else. But our lives are far away from his teachings. This is the problem. Born Muslims, they are not worried about their deen. They only pay lip service to it. And when it comes to others who are not Muslim, they are accepting Islam. I tell you, the reverts in most cases are far stronger than those who are born in Islam. May Allah make it easy for you, my brothers and sisters who have reverted to Islam. Perhaps you may be having family that are harassing you. Perhaps you may have jobs that you have lost. Perhaps you may have communities that are not accepting you. All this is part of the sabr. It's part of your paradise. May Allah grant it to you, and may Allah make us in your company. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the next few verses, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that your chest is constrained because of the statements they make against you. Obviously it hurts you. Anyone who was sworn at, it would hurt you. You would feel it in your heart, at least, minimum, to different levels. Some people it hurts them more. Some people, you know, they realize that, you know, those who want to say things, perhaps they could be described as barking dogs sometimes. May Allah protect us. So Allah says, we know that it constrains your chest. It tightens your chest, what they are uttering. So what's the solution? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides it, and it's for us and for everyone else. And for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially. To start with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So declare the praise of Allah. Praise Allah on all conditions. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Someone attacks you, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. I praise Allah. Allah is in control. Just thank Allah. Just continue thanking Allah on all conditions and praise Him. And be from amongst those who constantly prostrate. Find yourself in the position of sujood a lot. It will comfort you. You see, when you're normally, it is a description of when your blood thickens and then your cholesterol perhaps might be slightly high. And then what happens? The heart finds it difficult to pump the oxygenated blood into the brain. And then you suffer. But did you know that sujood, Allah is telling you, engage in sajda and remain in sajda. It is the only position that a man can comfortably get into whereby The brain is lower than the heart. So gravity takes it through. Subhanallah. Amazing. And yet with sujood, may Allah forgive us all. We're all guilty of not doing enough when it comes to the position where we are closest to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest that a slave is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the condition of sajda. May we be from amongst those who take a little bit more time in sujood, inshallah. May Allah forgive our shortcomings and may He accept from us the few acts of worship that we engage in. Ameen. The next surah, Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us. He warns us by giving us a piece of information and by instructing us. Verse number 43. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ. When you don't know something, ask those with knowledge. Ask those with knowledge. Don't just jump to conclusions. If you want to learn, you learn from those who have sound knowledge. That is how you will learn. But if you want to jump to your own conclusions, you may be led astray. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. So much so that Allah says, if you would like to know revelation and the signs of Allah and the clear-cut verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask those who know, ask those with knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can take heed, and may He make us from amongst those who can learn a lesson. Then there is a very important issue. Today on the globe, children. And 6 years later, the child is told, you know, you were a mistake. I don't know if you've come across this. You were a mistake. We weren't supposed to have you. Wallahi, that is the worst statement you could utter to a child. And some are told, you know, you're a girl. Dad wanted a boy. Or you're a boy. Dad wanted a girl. Wallahi, these are dangerous statements. This snatches away your peace in the dunya and the akhirah. How will you answer Allah in your grave? My brothers, these are statements of jahiliyyah. The pagan times, even worse. And this is why Allah says, regarding those hypocrites, regarding those who are void of faith, Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجُهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Those pagan people of Arabia, when any one of them was informed of a girl child, their faces blackened and darkened and they became upset and angry. We don't want that girl. So much so that they began to bury those girls alive with no crime. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. On that day, the little girl child who was buried alive will be asked, with what sin have you been buried alive? Who will answer? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Never be upset with the gender of your child. Never ever. Because that child will result in your entry in paradise by the will of Allah. You don't know what goodness the child might come with. Some people have only boys. Thank Allah. Thank Allah. Allah has not written for you to have girls. He knows why. You may not know why. Some of them only have girls. Thank Allah. That is your paradise, wallahi. A girl is an amana. You only look after her for someone else. May Allah make us from amongst those whom, when we marry women, we realize they are someone's daughters who have been looked after as an amana and now handed to us as a trust. My brothers and sisters, let's realize some Allah has given no children to. Perhaps He wants you to draw closer to Him by constantly calling out to Him. Never lose hope. What is the ultimate success is not whether you have a child or not. It's whether you are granted entry into paradise or not. What's the point of having 10 children, 5 boys, 5 girls, and neither do we enter paradise nor do they? Rather, we'd not have had kids. May Allah grant us children, those who don't have. Ameen. But if Allah has planned it for you such that that's going to keep you on the sajjada, it's going to keep you on the place of sujood and the musalla, as we would call it, making dua to Allah every day and keeping you closer to Allah, then alhamdulillah, so be it. So for as long as you have peace and contentment in your heart and your link with Allah is beautiful. Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From his wives, the one who gave birth to his children was Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha. Even Aisha and the others, Aisha radiallahu anha, the most blessed of all women, subhanallah, had no children. Do you know that? The wives of children, Maria al-Qibtiyya radiallahu anha, she had Ibrahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon all of them. And the rest of the children were from Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives radiyallahu anhunna jami'an, our mothers, the mothers of the believers, none of them were depressed because they did not have children. But they did not have children from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine. And do you know? All the children of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away before him, besides one. That was Fatima radiyallahu anha. Every single one of them, boys and girls, put together. All of them passed away in his lifetime. The boys in infancy or childhood. The girls later on in adulthood. But he outlived all of them besides one, Fatima radiallahu anha. Do you know this? And when we lose our children, we become depressed. The best of creation lost all of them, not just one. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us as well. May He make us also from those whose status can be elevated through the difficulties that we go through in this world. Ameen. This is Allah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us in verse number 90 that Allah instructs justice. He wants you to be just. And He wants you to be kind. And He wants you to reach out to your relatives. Today we don't even know our relatives. That's how bad it is. Do you know? How are you going to fulfill the right of reaching out to your relatives if you don't know who your relatives are? If I were to ask you, who's your second cousin? And you don't even know. You don't even know. How are you going to reach out to them? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى.
We hear this every Friday almost. That Allah instructs us to engage in justice, to be kind, goodness, and to reach out to our relatives.
وَيَنْهَى,
and He prohibits,
عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْبَغِي,
immorality, evil and oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids this. May Allah grant us goodness and may He open our doors. A gem that we learn from this is, yes, justice comes before goodness, which means when people have wronged you, yes, you forgive them. We are taught that. We saw that yesterday with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's story. But when a person wrongs you once, twice, three times, four times, five times, you need to know, nobody can come to you and continue expecting you to keep on forgiving such a person who is so oppressive, because justice comes before goodness. Remember that. You're allowed to be just. No, I don't want to forgive them this time here. It's been 20 times they've done this. Now they must face the wrath of the law. That's your right. But like we said, prevent your heart from bitterness. There's a difference between the two. Prevent your heart from being bitter. Let not hatred overtake your heart. You might want justice, but that must not make your heart become full of hatred, because hatred will your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless us and grant us ease. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us again regarding whatever we've got. You know, there was a time when perhaps our forefathers down the line, some people a little bit further up and some people perhaps very recently, could not afford shoes. They could not afford school fees. They could not afford clothes. Some of them could not afford food and so on. And yet, a few years down the line, here comes the son, huge businessman, multi-millionaire. Here comes the grandchild and he is a tycoon, as we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Really. And subhanallah, then our attitude changes. We become different people. We're no longer honest. We want to cut people and so on. Allah warns us and He reminds us,
مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقُ.
No matter what you have. Verse number 96 says, whatever you have will finish. It will be depleted. It is going to be left behind. It's going to be gone. And what Allah has is everlasting. Remember that. Today, and I love to look at it this way, whatever we have is from the earth or its atmosphere. Anything beyond that is of no benefit to us in this condition. What do you have? Your clothes? Well, cotton is from the farm, perhaps, which is from the ground. What else do you have? A leather jacket? MashaAllah. That's from the cow. SubhanAllah. What else? You've got your motor vehicle. The tin is mined in Zimbabwe. MashaAllah. What else do you have? You might have so much, so much. What else? Let's say things. You know, you've got your beautiful watch. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us beauty of the akhirah as well. You might have something beautiful. Everything in there is from the ground. It's from somewhere. Your fuel that you have is actually drilled from underneath. The gold and silver is underneath. Nothing above the earth's atmosphere is of benefit to you, oh man. You don't even know what's in Pluto to start with. Yes. And then we want to be people who think, hey, everything is top. I'm the top man because I've got 50 kilos of gold. That gold is nothing. Absolute nil. Naught. It's from the ground. It's not even fit to get into paradise, because paradise is on a class of its own. Nothing you've seen is allowed entry into paradise. Nothing you've heard of is allowed entry into paradise. Nothing you've thought of is allowed entry into paradise. When we get there, we will be in a perfect condition, and we will be shocked to see our own spouse after years of turbulence in this world. We'll say, hey! Why? Because, wow, we're so excited. Everything is gone and forgotten. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us peace and blessings. May Allah open our doors. So remember, what we have is depleted. Don't let it make you arrogant, and don't let it make you a person who feels that he is above others solely because he's got a little bit here in the dunya. May Allah bless us, and may He make us use our wealth in the right direction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and I will end inshallah with this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on that day, each person will be fighting his own case. Each one will be coming, trying to defend himself. I didn't do this, I did that, I didn't do this. Oh ya Allah, this, ya Allah, that. Allah says, verse number 111 of Surah An-Nahl,
يَوْمَ تَأْتِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ عَن نَفْسِهَا.
On that day, each soul shall come defending its own self. Everyone is going to defend itself, himself or herself. So remember, let's prepare for that day. Today you have a lawyer, perhaps you'll fight your case. You know, in Urdu, they call them liar. You know why they call them liar? I don't want to tell you why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. They will protect you by hook or crook. That's why. Allahu Akbar. That's the job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Muslim lawyers, who are perhaps the most truthful of the lot. But to be honest with you, if you look at the day of judgment, no lawyers. You either have been granted intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah grant it to us, or believe me, you need to answer everything, and you need to be standing there, and everyone who's got more has more to answer. You take longer. They say the poor people will enter paradise quick. They walk through the green road. What do you have? Nothing to declare. Carry on. It's reality. Whereas the people who are wealthy, what do you have? Red route. Fill in your forms. You pay. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us blessings. May He open our doors. One verse that makes us cry. Allah says, on that day we will tell you, O man. This is verse number 14 of Surah Al-Isra.
اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا.
Read your own book. You are sufficient as a witness against yourself. Here's your book. Brothers and sisters, a book that we will be surprised to read, yet we have authored it ourselves, is the book of our own deeds. So author it well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Until we meet again, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.